Britain's love for tea is famed around the world. Brits drink tea all day long, wherever they are. Each person likes it their own way. And nowadays, you can find all types of tea at the supermarket. But there is a robust variety that probably everyone drinks that is as simple as it is refreshing. Builder's tea. Back in the 1970s, Britain's manufacturing industry was flourishing. Factory and construction labourers worked long hours, so they needed to take regular breaks. And during these breaks, they used to enjoy a fast cup of strong black tea. Tea contains stimulants that, combined with milk and sugar, transform the brew into something like an energy drink. This would help workers recover after the effort made and would give them an energy boost to keep working. The name Builder's Tea or Builder's Brew was coined then to describe the cup of tea that a worker had between shifts or after a long day's work. Construction sites and factories usually had a tea-making area equipped with a kettle, a bag of sugar, and some milk, which was usually brought up fresh every morning. Many workers had their own tea mugs, which increasingly became stained on the inside due to the tannin in tea that is also used as an agent for many dyes. Labourers would take breaks in groups, and they took turns to make the tea. Each one of them knew how their mates liked their tea, and once served, they enjoyed their brews, talking about the work done or to be done and developing bonds with one another. Over the years, the term builder's tea gradually expanded, and now it is used to refer to any strong, sweet brew made after a long working day or a tiring physical task. Builder's tea is very easy to make, but there are some rules to follow to get it right. First, boil water in a kettle. Then, pour it in a mug with a tea bag, not tea leaves. The most popular builder's tea brands are Yorkshire Tea, PG Tips, and Tetley Tea. Add 2 spoonfuls of white sugar and stir back and forth, not round and round, until the water is brown and intense. The longer you leave the tea bag in, the stronger the brew will be. Remove the tea bag and only then add a dash of whole dairy milk. Serve with a slice of cake or some biscuits and enjoy.